York City, put your hands together for Big J Okerson.
Holy shit, that's good energy right there. How you feeling, New York City? Thank you for coming out. So late on a Thursday, no less. It's a great front row. I told them, because this is going to be all 100% based off you guys. This is straight crowd work for 1 hour. Yeah, no, I know. Only people in the back that know they're not going to get talked about are clapping. Everybody up front seems like they were confused. Like, 100% about us? I came here with nothing to tell you, rehearsed whatsoever, relying completely on all of your weirdness. And they gave me a bunch of weird to work with. So just know, if you're in the front, the people who seat this club go, oh, these fucking weirdos will be dead. Can't wait to see this shithead get fucking ripped apart. Or if you were a dick in line, they're like, yeah, no problem, we'll get your VIP seating. Right up front, where we can have a fat guy wearing fashionable knuckle gloves deconstruct you. Your very high school nightmare. Come to life. Fucking Mongo made fun of me in a locker for a half hour, then closed the door. What a piece of shit. Yeah, two wallet chains for some reason. As he tells the guidance counselor. What's up, ladies? You seem cool. I don't feel like you're fans of mine because you're attractive girls. Usually my fans are more the disenfranchised semi-fats like myself. It's like in between. Like maybe you could fuck a thin chick, but probably not. You can get a pretty hot fatso. When I first started comedy, I was in the all-black circuit. And how attainable I must look to 500-pound black women is off the charts. Oh, just wanted me to come spend the night and eat their fucking weird fat black lady foods. Boiled leafy shit. Just some sort of pork that had toenails. I'm not a big ethnic foods guy. I'm pretty much burgers and fries. I keep it. Didn't eat sushi until I was 26 years old. Are you guys a gay couple? I'm not asking that to be insulting, but it looks like it's the only thing that would make sense for why a guy in a blazer is hanging out with a guy wearing a motorcycle jacket. Did you guys come here with this dude holding your hips on a motorcycle? You gotta fucking spring for a parking spot if you're gonna do that. You can't dismount in the streets of New York. Thanks, Sam. Chin strap helmet. Did you guys come here on a motorcycle together? Just an Uber? That's cool. More room to stretch out and not be gay, I guess. Where are you friends from? Looks like you went different paths in life. Does this guy fucking do, like, carpentry work for you or something? I take Philippe out once a month and then I only have to pay him $200 a week. He maintains my above-ground pool. I make him fuck my wife while I watch in a corner. It's what I do. I got the scratch. Can't take the money with you. You know what I mean? Might as well spend it. Can't take it with you, man. I'm going to pay Philippe to plow out my chick while I jerk off in a corner. What are the odds that I nailed that? Probably not. You know what? It's probably not. Don't even answer. Let us live in suspense.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?